This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Lisa Wells, and her book is Believers, Making a Life at the End of the World. And Lisa's talking about a radical new way to look at climate change and how we humans are going to need or have to deal with it. You've spent, it's like a kind of travel. You've had encounters with individuals that can inspire us or who can challenge us to see things differently. And you lift these thinkers, these activists, these visionaries up, and they're kind of at work on the margins of society. For every chapter features a different encounter. You had a fascinating experience with the outdoor survivalist Fenicia Medrano. And the prairie fairies. Tell us a little bit about that. The chapter's called Across the Desert, Our Bread is Blooming.
Sure. So Fenicia is a person who had sort of been a wanderer for a lot of her early life. And she had this sort of idiosyncratic form of Christian ministry where she was crisscrossing the country in a horse-drawn covered wagon for a number of years, preaching to people who crossed her path about this idea of reciprocal land management. And basically, in her version of Christianity, if you were taking from the earth and not giving back, then you were a sinner. And if you were giving life to that which gave you life by replanting these flowering edible foods, then you were supporting creation. So that was sort of how she first became known by people, again, as a kind of fringe character. And then later she lived on horseback and traveled with a group of young queer folks who wanted to learn from her and have gone on to continue doing this work, which is essentially replenishing these native edible gardens, mostly of these flowering tuber plants that used to blanket the Great Basin of the Western United States. So camas lilies, biscuit root, bitterroot, yampa. When colonization happened, a lot of these ancient gardens were destroyed by cattle. But it was her life's purpose, really up until the moment that she died from a heart attack during COVID. She was out in the desert doing what she loved when she died.
And she's kind of promoting this whole notion that you have of an enlightened understanding that we're part of a interconnected puzzle and we have something to give. We'll take and we can give. But that would be one chapter. You also have a chapter called In the Garden, and you learned a lot from Ron Good. Tell us about Ron.
Ron Good is a North Fork Mono elder who has taken what he's learned from his people in terms of the, what's called traditional ecological knowledge, these traditional forms of land stewardship, and applied them in collaboration with the U.S. Forest Service in the Sierra Nevada to rehabilitating these meadows in the Sierra Nevada. And these meadow landscapes were managed by his people for millennia. And then only in the last couple of hundred years, with fire suppression and colonization, have these landscapes sort of degraded and become these densely packed kind of tree farms, you know, that we're all hearing about now that there are these catastrophic fires sweeping the state. But the amazing thing that Ron has been able to do is with help, plenty of volunteers have shown up to lend their sweat and their labor, but you know, they cleared out all the trash from this meadow that I got to visit. He set a cultural burn on the land. So that's where it's a low intensity fire that is set usually in the winter or spring when it's not going to spread too far. And it clears out all of the desiccated brush, saplings, different things that build up the fuel load in the forest. And then the meadowland can come back because the moisture is able to sink again. It's not being sucked up by the brush. One thing I'll say about Ron Good and his work is that they didn't bring in a single species from the outside, but after he set that fire, 15 years later, there was a super abundant, super diverse landscape there. Tons of mammals and plants and insects had returned who hadn't been present before they started.
Now that sounds like a beautiful and constructive sensibility.
Absolutely.